Welcome, everyone, to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. This is where we get to reflect, refine, and reboot your one precious life. In this space, we take a deeper look at what's holding you back. Maybe you want to show up differently for the people in your life. Maybe you're struggling with your emotional well-being. Maybe you feel as though something's missing and you want to get excited about your future. There's some good news. You can shift your perspective and begin to walk through the world in new, refreshing ways. I am a certified life and well-being coach who was called to create this show as a means to facilitate a journey of personal development. You have the power to change. Your life is precious. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Champion Your Life starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. I'm thrilled you're all here and that you're interested in living your best life. And whether you're listening to me live right now or later on those 90 different locations around the world, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. So today we are going to talk about manuals. And we are not talking about IKEA manuals where we're usually on the floor trying to put together a bookcase. Nope. We are actually talking about operating relationship manuals that we often have for others in our lives. So a manual is basically an instruction book that we've written for somebody else so that we can be happy. Intrigued? In my coaching practice, I run across this all the time. Often I will just laugh at my clients and say something like, wow, that's a pretty thick manual that you've written there for your husband. Have you even showed it to him? Most of them just say no. They use this manual as a reason for being very upset about many things in their lives. We often have these strong belief systems that if other people would just behave the way we would like them to behave, they would be better and we could be happy. We constantly think by showing them the way, we're going to be less stressed, less angry. If so-and-so would just stop it and do what I tell them to do. But when we do this, it often backfires, right? Relationships suffer. And then we are left wondering, why all the people in our lives, why aren't they cooperating? We all have ideas, right? And opinions on how we think others should behave. It's so human. But sometimes our thoughts around how they should behave become so embedded in our brains. And we can't think about anything else. We're just constantly internalizing our manual. It becomes quite the destructive thought loop. Typically, the person that you have a strong manual for has no idea how you really feel. And usually you are the only one getting hurt by it. So can you see how important it really is to lose that manual and wisely choose your thoughts? Now, I know this is a challenging concept to really wrap your brain around, because when we are younger, we are taught the exact opposite. We are taught that people are responsible for how we feel. This isn't true. We are always responsible for how we feel. And when we begin to grasp this concept, we regain so much power and so much freedom. Once again, it's just a matter of developing our awareness. It's, awareness, it's just like a muscle, right? We must learn to develop it. But before we go any further, there's something that needs to be stated. Some of you may be actually dealing with some very serious issues like addiction or abuse. And we are not talking about those kinds of situations today. Those require a whole other level of love and care and therapy. Today, we're just talking about the more, everyday manuals that we completely torture ourselves with. But we're also not talking about raising children because, of course, we're going to have lots of manuals for them as they're growing and learning. And that's just a given, right? Completely appropriate. And just one last thing. We don't want to confuse this concept with our work environments because our bosses will inevitably have manuals for how they want us to do things. These are just important distinctions to make. But now I just want to go back to discussing the everyday manual. Now, I've decided that I'm glad that my manuals don't work because now I'm learning just to state my case, express what I'm feeling, and then let it go. No manuals per se. And here's the really interesting thing. We generally don't even tell the other people in our lives that we even have manuals for them. We just expect them to know or to magically figure it out. We just assume that word. I love that word. We assume that our way is the only logical way, and all the people in our world should know exactly what to do. Again, not true. But when we keep our manuals to ourselves, we're expecting the impossible, right? We're expecting those around us to know our needs and to meet those needs. And look, we can definitely share our expectations. There is nothing wrong with that. Go ahead and share what you would like to have happen. But here's the thing. What another person does with that information is entirely up to them. I'm going to share a story I learned in my coaching training that hopefully will help you see manuals that we create and how sometimes we hang on to them way too long. So Samantha, which is completely a fake name, Samantha has had her own manual for her husband for 20 years. Now, she blamed her husband for everything she's currently struggling with. But the irony is, she's been divorced for 20 years. Her manual, however, was chock full of what he should have done in their marriage and what he should be doing now, ironically, all wrapped up with this just enormous dose of bitterness. This was quite the manual that she had been hanging on to. She let her story about him and who he should have been cause her to be miserable for years. Enter in life coaching. Samantha's coach was able to hold the space for her in order to hash this out. Samantha just needed to vent all the anger and then have her coach show her that her ex-husband wasn't feeling her anger. She was actually punishing herself with her own thoughts and manuals that she had been carrying around for all these years. Literally, she was the one feeling it, experiencing it, and living it. He, on the other hand, was happily remarried and oblivious to her misery. It really did take her a while to understand what she was doing and that this had been her choice, right? She started to realize that being angry at him had zero upside. She started to let the story go, let her manuals go, and eventually focused on the areas of her life that truly needed attention, right? Oh my gosh, thank God Samantha had her light bulb moment. Who would have wanted 20 more years of that kind of pain? Pain that her own manual for her ex was causing her. What I want to share is that other people's behavior has no impact on us emotionally until we think about it, we interpret it, and then we choose to make it mean something. It's so human. We all do it. You know, I've been wanting to share some common one-sentence manual instructions that you might recognize. I've been collecting the ones that I hear the most often. My mother should not come over unannounced. Let's see what else. My boyfriend should bring me flowers on our anniversary. My friend should be on time. She should listen to me as long as I listen to her. And a very, very big one, my husband should be home on time. What I want to know is when you hear these, what's going to mind for you? Drop your manual in the chat box because we can learn from each other in real time. But this is really important because clients will come to me all the time saying, Leanne, are you telling me that I shouldn't tell my husband that he should be home on time or take out the garbage or show up for family outings? And I will reply, absolutely tell them those things. You can make all the requests that you want for as many people as you want. But here's the key. When you tie your emotional happiness to whether they respond or not in the way that you want, this is where you will often get yourself into big trouble. It just becomes a spiral of negativity. And that's what the manual does. It's just this heavy book of rules that can send us right down the rabbit hole. So what is the alternative to this? Well, you make a request, and if they don't honor the request, then you need to step back. You need to reflect and don't react immediately. Consciously gather your thoughts, then choose your emotion. And then determine how you will proceed. Now, this does not mean that you stay with people who don't have the same values as you do or who don't live in the way that you want to live and are constantly doing things that are against your values. I'm not suggesting that at all. But what I'm saying is that trying to change them to be more like what you want them to be rarely works. In fact, often it only makes you more into a crazy person with all your efforts. Controlling our own behavior, right? It's challenging enough. But trying to control other people is inevitably frustrating for both parties and usually quite ineffective. So what do we do? This is where we have to go back and check in on our thought life, right? Is this thought helpful? Is this thought hindering me? Is this thought harming my relationship? Wow, do I have a manual and not even realize it? This concept really requires some intentional reflection. But the key is for all of us to take responsibility for how we feel, regardless of other people's behavior. This is an empowering way to live and creates better, saner results in our lives. We're going to go for a quick break right now, and you have been listening to Champion Your Life. My name is Leanne Champion, and this is a good topic about the instruction manuals for everyone in our lives. We are not shying away from the tough stuff. We'll be right back.
You living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T Lotus on LLL, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back, and you are listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. We are talking today about relationship manuals, and once again, a manual is an instruction guide we have for others in our lives, all about how we would like them to behave so that we can feel happy. Oh my goodness, how much time do we waste on this? I saw a few things that came in the chat box that I want to check on really quickly. My son should be emotionally available. My friends should agree with me on politics. Not touching that one. My mother-in-law should mind her own business. My husband should work less hours. My girlfriend should always call me back when I call her. Oh, that's a big one. I hear that one a lot. I call that one the friendship manual. I mean, yeah, no, for sure. Perhaps you want your friends to call you once a week and on your birthday. But in most cases, you probably don't share this manual with your friends. It's just sort of an expectation that you have and you think is understood. But this manual can totally set you up for frustration and drama. You know, hey, I just want to say, think of it this way. You have friends. What a blessing. I think we all have to allow everybody to just be who they are. And if they want to call you, they're going to call you. And if they don't call you, do your best not to construe it to mean anything negative. As you know, especially these days, there's been just so much going on for so many people. We just have to allow for that extra dose of grace. But when we allow ourselves to just love people, enjoy who they are, right, and not have any manuals for them, this can be a very freeing way to live. And again, it's perfectly reasonable to make requests of friends that they call you back. I'm not trying to tell you to be all walked all over, but always remember whether they decide to honor this request has really nothing to do with you. It really has everything to do with them and perhaps what they are going through at that time. We just don't know. But you know what we can do is we can choose to love and just enjoy them as they are. And in turn, they get to choose and love you just as you are. You know, I wanted to share with all of you an example of how this concept of manuals and letting them go really worked for me and improved my relationship with my husband, Tom. Now, this is actually a story in hindsight. This happened a good solid 15 years ago. But when I thought about it, I thought, oh gosh, this is a great example of a manual. So my husband, Tom, has worked for years and commuted into New York City, and there were many nights that he'd be home late. And on the weekends, I had a manual in my head that since he had been gone during the week, he might have been traveling, that on the weekends, we should go to bed at the same time. Actually, it's pretty funny. Here was my exact manual. We should both get into bed, read, cuddle, or watch TV together. We had three little guys, and I felt that this should be our time together. And after I would get everyone to bed or we'd do it all and do the story time, I'd say, hey, T, come on to bed. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes I could tell like, he didn't really want to. So what did I do? Oh, I made it mean all sorts of things. Like maybe he didn't want to be with me. This really got under my skin as this was just not the vision that I had, right? I wanted to catch up. I wanted to reconnect. I had a manual and he was not playing ball. He wanted to go into his garage and work on a car. That was his hobby, a way to unwind. And I got to tell you, I ended up being so frustrated and irritated, hurt, all because of what? My thoughts. That's what I'm teaching you guys, right? Because he wasn't following my playbook. I was quietly seething in my own mind. Then one day I finally, I asked him why he didn't want to come to bed then and watch TV. And he said, Lane, this is the only time in my entire week that I have to be with myself. It's just important. I'm trying to unwind and chill out and just be with me. And as soon, of course, as I understood this from his perspective, I had a light bulb moment. I'm like, I got it. It had nothing to do with me. It wasn't that he didn't want to spend time with me. He just needed time with himself, hanging out in the garage. He was merely desiring to reconnect with himself, like we all need to do sometimes. But honestly, listening to his perspective changed it up for me. And looking back, it seems so obvious. But I'll tell you what, when I had a manual for him, it wasn't obvious at all. In fact, it was a huge source of contention, again, especially in my own mind. I was quietly seething, and what a waste of energy, right? But when we release all the rules and expectations we have, and we listen to the other person and hear what's going on for them, our relationships can really, really change for the better. We can start understanding them from a different perspective that isn't clouded by our own thinking, right? Expectations and assumptions. There's some real serious truth in the old saying, try to walk a mile, right, in someone else's shoes. Real wisdom there. I want to tell you that I think this idea of manuals is one of the most important tools to understand. You may have to go back and listen to this one again. Remember, repetition is the mother of all skills. Whenever I'm learning a new concept, I will listen to something several times, let it sink into my core, and then begin to apply what I'm learning. But I want you to pay really close attention. If for some reason you're feeling agitated right now, or even irritated by this concept, because typically this is your inner wisdom saying, I may need to spend some time considering this. What I've learned and what I want you all to know is that your relationship with anyone in your life is dependent on your thoughts about them. If you have a difficult relationship with someone, you might blame it on their behavior, and it might be their behavior, but you always want to examine what you are thinking as well. In any given situation, right, takes us right on back to our thought life. Those thoughts matter. When we can really genuinely learn the skill of feeling love for people no matter what, when you've really thought through how to be someone who loves unconditionally, there's this beautiful secret benefit for you. You just get to feel love all the time. And we all know that love feels amazing. Love is at the heart, right? It's at the heart of what we all need right now. Okay, so here are my suggestions. Number one, I just want you to acknowledge, right? I just want you to acknowledge that we do have some intricate manuals for other people. Consider letting them all go. Number two, make requests of your people with no strings attached. And then I want you to notice what people do when you don't try to control them. Number three, focus on trying to control yourself in your response to how others behave. If people don't follow through on what you ask them to do, you actually get to decide what you think about it, and you don't have to be angry at all. Remember, anger actually is a choice. But number four, when we let people be who they are, that just makes me laugh, we'll be a lot calmer. We really will be. We can actually get their perspective on things from a place of curiosity, right? Rather than taking it personally. If we are honest, we all kind of want to control the world. We all want to have manuals for people so that we can feel differently. But what's really interesting about this, that is the long way around. Trying to control somebody else so that you can feel safe or better. It's exhausting, right? We've all tried this in some way, shape, or form, and it just never works. I hope you will take some time to consider this concept and let it just seep into your point of view in your daily life. I know that this framework helped me tremendously. It's a perspective shifter because it's really a different way to look at things. But it's something that we constantly need to study and consider in order to improve our emotional well-being. Pick up, what do we have? We have that one precious life. I have goosebumps again. Okay, everyone, you've been listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. For more information, please check out my website at leannechampioncoaching.com. And be sure to reach out for the free coaching consult. I mean, why not? I'm really fun. Let's shake it up together. Let's dream together. Champion Your Life is live first Wednesday of every month. So I'll see you next on August 4th. Until then, Godspeed.
Thank you for listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To find out more about me and my coaching platform, visit championyourlife.com. That's championyourlife.com. You have one precious life. Let's live it to your fullest potential. Let's go. Let's do this together. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.